One of the new signings for the Houston Dynamo, goalkeeper Marko Marić, born to Croatian parents, grew up in Vienna, Austria. Marko joins us now. Marko, thank you very much for coming on the show. Welcome to Houston.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your career. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, who was your first big influence when it came to playing the game of soccer and specifically being a goalkeeper?
My influence was my dad, actually, in the start. And, when I started to play football, I was first a striker, like usual everybody. But my big idol was Oliver Kahn.
Mm.
And at this time, I was watching like some games of him, and then I really loved it. So I said to my dad, "Dad, I want to go back to the goal." And yeah, this is how everything started.
So Oliver Kahn had a very intimidating presence. Is that part of your game? I kind of noticed that you slightly have a little bit of an intimidating presence in and around the penalty area.
Yeah, I mean, what I loved of him was his mentality. I liked how he was acting and everything. I think, like, you have a lot of good goalkeepers today or this time also, what was maybe way better in some things, like Oliver Kahn. But, yeah, I took this from him, this mentality, aggression. Like, you have to take, like, you can't be too aggressive. But I love this at him, so I put it a little bit into my game.
Talking to new Houston Dynamo goalkeeper Marko Marić. How about describing yourself as a goalkeeper? How do you describe yourself, and what are the qualities outside of the one you just told me that you bring out?
I would say, like, I like to be a super goalkeeper. I like to help my defense, like to help my defenders in some situation where they're a little bit struggling, like deep balls, I can go out and take them. And I like to play with my feet. I like my game is quite open, but of course I want to show or give them a safety so that I'm not, like, doing stuff what they think, like, okay, I'm not, like, that safety with him. But I try to do the things what I have to do and in the easiest way I can. So this is me. This is what I try to do.
Talking to Marko Marić, new Dynamo goalkeeper. Your first impressions of the new manager, Tab Ramos, what are they?
I think he's a nice guy. I mean, I didn't have that much to do with him. I'm more with Paul because the goalkeepers are more together and, of course, the goalkeeper coach. But I think the whole team is nice. I get a good welcome. I feel right now I'm 2 days here, but I feel very welcome, very good. And I'm just looking forward to the season.
So, Marko, how much do you know about MLS? Have you watched a lot of games? Have you studied the league at all? Or is it all kind of a new big adventure for you?
I mean, I have a friend of mine who played in DC United. It's Branko Bošković. And there was some other players like Andreas Imačić, who also played in Rapid. And Niko Kraničar, who played also here. So I know about the MLS a lot. And of course, when Zlatan came last year to the MLS, this went more bigger and bigger in Europe. So I know about it. And for me, it's a very interesting league. And I'm very happy to be here.
Now, you grew up in Vienna, Austria, which is one beautiful place, from my understanding. Tell me a little bit about growing up in Vienna and the country of Austria, because you did get your start at Rapid Vienna, a big club.
Vienna is a nice city. Have a lot of history. It's calm. It's a nice city to relax. And for me, as a foreigner, my parents came from Croatia to Vienna. It was a very good place to grow up. You learn a lot of good things. You have a very good childhood, so I can only say the best about Vienna. And I can say you can visit it when you didn't visit it. So it's very nice there.
No, it's on my bucket list of places to go. No question about it. We're talking to Marko Marić here on ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. All right, I'm going to take you through your career. How did you get discovered by Hoffenheim? You know, obviously they must have saw you playing for Rapid Vienna in Austria.
I mean, like, I played some games in the first league. I was quite young. I was 18 years old. And then this thing popped up with Hoffenheim. And for me, it was a very, like, the challenge was big for me. I really loved it. I love at this time love to play in Germany because it's a big dream from Austria to go to Germany. Germany is one of the biggest leagues in the world. So this was for me like a good start. But how they come to me, I think I played the games good, but I played for Rapid. And I was quite young at this time. So, yeah.
And then you get loaned out to different leagues. So I'm going to take you to when you played in Poland. What strikes you about playing in Poland in the first division from a style of play perspective?
I mean, for me, at this time was important to play. So I came to Lechia Gdańsk in Poland. It was Poland is a very good league. It's a high level. It's a good league for young players. And for me, this was a big challenge because I wanted to show that I can be the number one in a big club in Poland and in a quite good league. And I think you cannot compare it to Germany, but the level was high and it was a good experience for me to play the games there and, yeah, to show the people that I can play on this level and take the challenge on me. And I think I showed it at this time.
Then you go to Hanover. You're on the second team a lot there. But then you get to Lillestrøm in Norway. And I'm really interested to hear about your time in Norway because you get a lot of games. You're the number one goalkeeper in Lillestrøm. Tell me about the Norwegian first division and how maybe it might be different as a goalkeeper than playing in Poland.
Yeah, after Hanover, I just wanted to play. Like I was like 1 year out without games. Like I played for a second team. But I wanted, again, first league football. So then this pop up with Lillestrøm. And I have to say, Lillestrøm, in one way, gave me the opportunity to play and to show myself. Of course, in the start, it was difficult because the league, you have some teams who play like old school English football. It's very hard. They're kicking you at the corners and they play the balls very direct to the goal. So it was like a change from Poland, Germany to Norway. But of course, at times go and the games went, I get educated to it, and I think I make it good there. Played, I think 50 games, 60, I don't know how much games, but I felt uncomfortable. I think the Norwegian League is very comparative to the Championship and the second league in England. I will not say from the level, but from the style of playing. And yeah, it took me a little bit to adapt it, but afterwards I find my routine and played it, and Lillestrøm helped me a lot in my career. I mean, I spent 2.5 years there, but I'm very thankful for the club and for the people there that believe in me. And I hope I can give my games all the things back.
Was it tough leaving Lillestrøm because you had a lot of success there? You had a great following with the fan base. You played well there. You guys won a cup there. Was it tough leaving?
I mean, of course, I find friends there, and Lillestrøm is a small city, so everybody knows everybody, and of course, the supporters are close to you. But, I mean, football, you must go on, and you must challenge yourself. And what I say, I'm very thankful for them. Lillestrøm stays, like, for the rest of my life in my heart. But I have to go on. I have to move on, and now here in Houston, I hope I can give the same feeling to the fans like I did it to Lillestrøm.
Talking to new Dynamo goalkeeper, Marko Maric has played internationally at the youth level for both Austria, made the one-time switch to Croatia at a number of different age levels. As far as the way the game's played in MLS, from what you know, and look, it is soccer, it is football at the end of the day, but are there any things in this league that kind of jumps out to you that, maybe it's going to affect the style of play that I produce in goal?
No, I don't think. I mean, I'm just 2 days here. I think the MLS is, for me, from my perspective, a good rate league. I think it's, for me, like after the top five leagues in Europe, is for me the sixth after them. I think the level is high. I seriously can't wait to see it. I mean, I just had my first session today, and I have to feel the tempo and everything, how the guys are playing, but I think it's a high-level league, and I think I can adapt it here because I think a lot of teams try to play from the back and try to include the goalkeeper more, and I think it's It will be, I hope, a good year for me and for the team.
Marco, outside of Oliver Kahn, who are some of the other goalkeepers that you like, you may have modeled your game after? Who are some of the other ones?
I mean, today you have so many that you can take from everybody a little bit. But I think right now, of course, Alisson Becker is the goalkeeper from Liverpool. Is one guy who I'm looking up to. Then you have Manuel Neuer, who is one of the best in the last 5, 6, 7 years. What I took a lot of him, I think his style of playing is bring up the modern goalkeeper. So I think you can learn a lot of him. You have Ter Stegen, you have all these goalkeepers who you can take all the small things, details, and develop it to yourself and make the best out of it and try to do the same things like them, but of course in your way, in my way.
Are you a vocal goalkeeper, Marco? Are you a guy that talks a lot, organizes his backs?
Of course. I mean, when I have to talk, I talk. I mean, the defense have to be my best friends in the game, and I try to help them. I hope they help me too. But of course, I'm not a goalkeeper. When the striker has the goal, that I scream shoot or I don't know what. But of course, I try to. When I see something what is not good in the game, of course I talk and scream and help the guys just to don't get the goal.
Last thing before I let you go, and thank you very much, because I know it's been a very, very busy day for you, and I want you to know we do appreciate your time, but I think the fans are going to love getting to know you. What do you do away from the game when you get a break? Music? Any specific bands you like? You have hobbies? Do you do things to take yourself out of the game a little bit just so that you can kind of reboot yourself to go at it again?
I mean, on first place is my family. I mean, they're not far away from me, but my family is the first place where I take care of, and they give me the most positive vibes and help me most in hard times and in good times. But of course, and I'm a religion guy. The church and the Bible is helping me a lot that I can relax. But of course, like besides football, we have hobbies like watching NBA, NFL, everything, PlayStation, like all this normal stuff that everybody do in a normal life. So it's nothing special. Take a coffee, a lot of espresso. So a good coffee is for me very important in my life. And yeah, that's just simple things. Nothing crazy.
All right, you're going to find some great coffee shops down here. I'm going to give you two right now. Catalina Coffee on Washington Avenue, which you absolutely don't know where it is, but you'll find it one day. And then Siphon Coffee. We're giving two shout-outs to them because I know you're a good coffee drinker. Listen, Marco, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know it's been a bit of a whirlwind. Welcome to Houston. And again, we thank you for jumping on and doing this right away.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.